Welcome to episode 37 of Once Upon a Captain Swan. It is July 23rd, 2017, and we're back. It's been
We're
a hot
back.
minute since we recorded an episode.
I miss you guys.
Yeah, it's been like it's so strange not talking to you guys all the time.
Yeah, we've missed you guys. We've
Muscle day
missed each
routine.
other. We needed to take our own little hiatus.
Yeah, there's been a lot to process and sort
Yeah.
out emotionally, so it was kind of good.
I don't know if I finished processing.
Yeah, I
No,
was
I
gonna say,
haven't. No.
I'm still on my journey.
It's a continual process.
Yeah, the never-ending mourning process. So today we really just want to have a nice, nostalgic, beautiful episode where we look back at the best moments in the Captain Swan fandom throughout all the years that we've been watching these two fall in love and have their happily ever after. So, we want to talk about the moments where we were up all night on Twitter and Tumblr, like waiting for filming spoilers to drop, or when sneak peeks came out and we freaked out and reblogged everything, or those moments in conventions where we all like lost our shit over everything that was said and
We all
done.
die.
So this is just one big massive appreciation episode, and thank you to everyone who contributed their favorite moments. We're going to talk about all of those. But first, we want to do a little news. This week, something major happened. Jennifer Morrison was back in Vancouver, extensions in, red jacket on, and I
Should we
couldn't
count
handle
this as
it.
a spoiler? Looking
I
fierce.
don't think so, because I think everyone knows that Jen was coming back, and I mean, 200,000 people liked that photo on
Yeah.
Instagram.
It's not that could we any plot. We just know that
Yeah,
she's
we have
back
no
filming.
idea
Yeah.
like what the plot was,
And
but
on the jolly as well, on the jolly of all,
yeah, I
I
mean,
know. It
so
was just
beautiful.
her and Colin and Jared on the jolly, as it should be and always should be.
Can we talk about how adorable Jared looks right now? He looks really good too.
Yes.
He looks just like Colin. Like, it's scary.
Creepy.
Because he had.
That's a little creepy.
It's so weird because in those two photos that Jen posted, they have the exact same hair and the same smile. It is
It's
uncanny.
true. They just look like a little family and the way it should
Oh.
be. And there's no,
Yeah.
he's got no plaid shirt and no scarf. Finally.
Yes, no
Thank
scarf!
God.
Woohoo! Oh,
He's
yeah, but he
finally
needs
out
the
from the
plaid shirt.
scarf.
He has to have the plaid shirt. I'm sorry.
I think they gave him like his own little leather jacket, maybe? No.
Yeah, I
He
saw
had
pictures of him in a leather jacket.
in other filming, yeah. But I think, they've finally given Jared exactly what he wants, a new costume, and it's like.
I don't have to dress the same as I did when
Yep.
I was 10. Thank God.
Get rid of that blue pea coat.
On a hot
I
summer's
feel like
day.
Jared just like took like the scarf from wardrobe and was just like, I'm just gonna fucking burn this thing. Fuck you, scarf.
Done with this, man. But yeah, I think that's what we want really is just Captain Swan on the jolly forever and ever
Yep.
and ever.
I cried a lot this week.
Oh, no. I was like crying.
Wait, were
I
they
feel like.
fandom tears?
Yes and no.
Yeah, I showed that picture with Colin and Jen and Colin to Gabby, and I was just like, this is just too much. It was just.
I mean,
And
Jen
it's a really
posted a
good
picture of
picture.
like the sky on the plane, and I was like,
Well, like the
I know, I was like, it feels so right.
captions are like one last time and stuff, and it was like.
Yeah, she really knows how to dig the knife in deeper.
It's like, Jennifer, let us live.
Like, I'm at work, I need to be professional when all I want to do is drink a glass of wine and start crying my eyes
I
out.
know my coworkers probably think I have like major mental problems because I'm always just like my desk like
They're probably thinking, like, man, like, Sarah must be going through, like, a lot right now. Like, is she okay? Is, like, everyone okay in her family?
No, my family's not okay. The Swan Joey family is not okay.
My family's breaking up. Who's gonna have custody?
And, like, the little picture of, like, her closet of jackets. It's like, oh, stop!
Stop it! Yes, stop it!
Sorry. You can edit that out, I hope.
I didn't hear anything.
Something Kim, totally, what are you seeing?
Something totally hit my window, and that's why, like, I don't know if you heard that thump. That's why I was like, oh!
Go back and listen to it. It's probably a bird.
Yeah, it's a bird.
I'd be so sad if it was a bird.
Birds hit my window all the time.
That's so Mary Margaret of you.
See it down on the ground, so hopefully it's...
She's going to start singing to it in a minute.
Good morning, friend.
Even though I'm Mary Margaret, if she had a mullet, because that's the point I'm at with growing out my pixie cut, yeah. We're not going to talk about that.
Just
anyways, continue before we're so rudely interrupted by the bird, or whatever.
Alright, so, that was our week. It was very, very emotional week, yes.
And another week of emotions.
Going through the goodbye process all over again. Thanks, Jen. Thanks. Also, Rachel and I met Jen.
Yeah,
again.
I saw
a couple weeks
again.
Ago. She's not here to talk about it, but I just thought I'd point that out. So when she comes on, she'll have to give us her thoughts on the end of Longing. But yeah, that was awesome, and she signed my artwork from Julie that she made for me. It was a little drawing of me and Jen in Vancouver, and Jen thought it was awesome and signed it. And it was a very good day.
Oh. Even though you didn't get Hamilton tickets.
Who needs Hamilton tickets when I met Jen and Ramin Karimloo in 1 hour?
That's true.
Who needs That's Hamilton? True. Just saying.
It's true.
So, let's move on to our main topic, as I mentioned, which is the best Captain Swan fandom moments since season 2, basically.
Because that's when Captain Swan started.
So, we've got everything organized into little categories, and I want to start first with episode airings and sneak peeks. So, Lindsay, you had one. That you picked, and also Rose from Twitter suggested this one as well. So if you want to kick things off with Neverland.
We'll have a little drink first. Well, so a week before the episode aired, Entertainment Weekly, yep, they posted up a sneak peek, and like, cool, it's for Captain Swan fans, so we're all going to say look to the video and watched it, and holy shit. Not only was it the kiss, which, you know, obviously I haven't seen it, but it was the kiss, but it had, like, no music to it, so you could just hear, like, the leather and
the mouths.
Booching and his mouths and just, oh, it was so hot.
See, I need you guys to tell me about what this was like after it came out, because was not a CS shipper at the time, so I was not involved in all of this. So I'm like just waiting to hear how it went down.
All right, so I was still living in the dorms when that sneak peek dropped, and I just total fangirl just came over me, and I screamed, like just full on screams. And my RA comes running down the hall and is like pounding on my door. He's like, "Are you okay? What the fuck's going on in here?" And I'm like, oh, no, I'm fine. It was just, there was good things on the internet right now. And he was very not amused, because this happened at, like, 10 o'clock at night during quiet hours. And I got written up for that.
What?
Yeah. He was a very cranky man.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
But, you know, it's worth it. It was worth it. It was all worth it for that sneak peek.
It was good, and I was at uni at the time, so I was just in my room screaming, but that's kind of a normal thing for university students to be going a bit mental, so it was fine. But if I tried to find my Twitter from my Twitter post, because at that time my Twitter wasn't a fandom Twitter, it was just like a regular thing, and my feed that week was just like me freaking out. Like, I think I lost about 30 followers because I was, it was just me like freaking out over kids. It was just quite funny. I just lost it. I lost all thought.
No coherency.
Exactly. It's like, I don't care anymore. I'm a crazy, I watch TV shows and I freak out about shit. I'm sorry, that's who I am.
Don't apologize for who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Where were we?
Yeah, Neverland. Was there Neverland. Anything else?
No, because all I can think about is leather rubbing up on each other as they're making out.
Oh, but I'm not... Just, you have to watch that video again. Cause
I'm so angry at myself that I was not a CS shipper back then.
I can't believe you weren't.
Girl, you missed the best of times. Like, yeah, that was... Like, the best time to be in the fandom.
Everyone that was slow burn was just the best.
We were all suffering together.
Like, we would, like look at each other and we'd like, freak out. Like, oh, my God. They looked at each other or they smiled at each other. It was just, like Tumblr would just, like, go... Psh! Like the good classic days of Tumblr. That were best days there was. Oh,
it really was the best days of the fandom. Everyone was so nice to each other. No one was like little bitches to each other.
See, I was I was working at Disney World at the time, so I was in my own little world that, you know, I never got to watch the show live because I was always at work. So I would always just have to like watch it whenever I had time. So I'd end up having like little Neverland binge watches to try to catch up because I was so busy. So I like just didn't have time to be in the fandom at all.
Yeah.
It's so weird because it's obviously it's Disney, so it's part of the Disney fandom, but the Disney World group just doesn't have time for once because we have so much else going on. It's like no one got to watch it.
Also, I remember the week that sneak peek came out, it wasn't the week, it wasn't like that good form was the next episode. It was, it was going to be the episode the next week. And so then, the episode before Good Form is, honestly my least favorite episode because it's a Rumple and Bay-centric, and I could literally give a fuck about either of them. So I remember sitting down, I was like, oh my god, I'm so excited. Captain Swan is going to make out, and it's going to be the best day of my life. And no, I just had to sit and watch Rumple and Bay tromp through the jungle and like snap at each other. Like I couldn't
care less
about this. Was
that the one where he had like the face, the weird face paint? Oh, on? Like why? Yeah,
to get into character.
What
I'm so tribal.
He's like,
you can't recognize me anymore. Oh, mysterious. I've got magic, but you can't see me because I've got paint on my face.
Oh, like, magic comes with a paint.
It's also the Pied Piper because. Whatever. It's also when Neil's like, when Rumple's like, Bay, and he's like, it's Neil!
Bagel fire!
So all that's right, where that Neil, came from.
I'm gonna put you back in the toaster, so then you're a burnt bagel fire, alright? Calm down there.
Literally a bagel on fire.
Oh my god. That might be, that might be the tagline.
Spontaneous is great.
It was just such a high and then like a Rumple-centric and then it was a Killian-centric, so I was up here.
Wait. So if Neil owned a deli and bagel shop, he would name it the Flaming Bagel.
That should be a shopping story, Brooke.
I feel like I'm gonna have to write that fan.
If Neil hadn't have died, that's what he would have done. He would have been like, you guys know what this place needs? Bagels. Good New York bagels.
That's what he's doing in the underworld. He is running the New York deli in the storybook equivalent, and it's called the Flaming Bagel.
Not in the underworld, though.
Like, he makes, delicious bagels, and everyone's like, Neil, you found your calling. Oh my god.
He just goes
that's
every
his happy
morning.
Ending.
He gets his bagels. That's his happy ending. That's why he gets to be in the underworld. Yes. Like he'll just travel to the underworld and then go back at the end of the day. It's like he goes to work and comes home. Right? So that's his happy ending is running the New York delicatessen and bagel shop in the underworld, the Flaming Bagel. You're welcome.
Oh god.
I don't think you needed that headcanon until I just played that.
Right until now. I had literally no Neil headcanons, but I at least have one now.
Say big bagel.
Oh my god, Neil needs like a jingle for his bagel commercials.
Oh my god, yes.
Come and get your flaming bagels. They're not gonna be burned, I promise. And then they get there and they're all burned.
They might be hit by a car, but they're not gonna be a fire. Oh my god. See, this is why we need to do another headcanon theater episode, because it was so much.
We need to do one of just like our most cracky headcanons.
Except that I have nothing to do with Captain Swan, because none of this has to do with Captain Swan.
Guys, we really need to talk about Captain
Swan.
I can't believe they released a massive spoiler like that in advance.
Yeah, it wasn't even like the week leading up to the episode. That just gets me.
We weren't expecting it all. It just dropped and yeah. It was like...
They were... Entertainment Weekly was literally just like, here. And then they just like ran away.
I wonder what the ratings for that episode were.
For the stupid one?
No, for good form. Like, did...
I feel like they were really good. I hope so.
At least did dropping that spoiler bomb, like...
That had to
be the ratings. Weekly just vomiting up behind the scenes photos.
They, like, made a gif of, like, them slowly making out. It was great.
God bless Entertainment Weekly. Except... For those Comic-Con photos.
Those pictures. We're still waiting 1 year later.
It's been a year. Where are they?
It's like Entertainment Weekly.
If anyone is wondering
what I just did, just imagine the Judge Judy gif where she's like, tapping her watch. That's literally me right now.
Don't worry, guys. I'm going to recreate those photos at a con someday.
You should
I will give you the photos.
You should get the hook-alike to do it with you.
Oh, that'd
Stop.
Be great.
I can't go to... They haven't even announced if they're doing a Paris Con next year.
They're doing Orlando, so... Who's got two thumbs and is planning to be in Orlando?
Well, I mean, yeah, but... We need to start a GoFundMe to get Tom to come to Orlando.
Oh, on me. No, we need to start a GoFundMe to get everyone on the podcast to Orlando. Let's be real.
Okay, let's see. Next on the list, we have... And I just threw this on here because I feel like, how can you not talk about it? Which was when the season 3 finale aired. And how basically Tumblr was amazing for that entire summer. Let's be real.
It was like the last time Tumblr was great.
And that was,
like,
my first,
yeah, that was the height of
that
the
was my
Tumblr,
first
yeah.
summer this is, in the this fandom.
Is,
and it was
that
perfect.
Hiatus was like peak Captain Swan hiatus content. It was great. Yeah. I feel like, was that the first AU week too that happened that hiatus? Probably. I don't know. If you know when the first Captain Swan hiatus was, leave us a comment.
Yeah, it was good though. And I watched it live. I think I mentioned it in a previous episode, but I watched it live, and I got a tweet from Colin from it as well. So,
is that the one where he told you to go to bed?
No, he said. I said to him, like, you know, it's like 4 in the morning, but I can't sleep because I'm so excited and I'm so happy. And then he replied, saying, "It's both early and late."
Oh, that's dark.
So I'm like, it's like 4 in the morning, and I was at my mum's, so I'm just there, like, trying not to scream, because obviously I don't want to wake her up.
I would. I
still feel so bad for my poor Brazilian roommate, because I'm just, like, I'm silently freaking out, like, rocking backwards and forwards, like, face-clawing my face, and I look over, and she's just staring at me, like, the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, but we kind of knew it was going to happen, though, because I remember, like, when they were filming it, they had, like, massive, like, screens, like, blocking the way and stuff, and everyone was like, it's gotta be them kissing, it's gotta be. And it was like, this is the best day.
I didn't see it coming, because I was spoiler-free, so I was, and I didn't watch it. So when I watched it, I was just like, that was, like, what truly turned me 100% Mm-hmm. Shipper was that episode. And then all of a sudden, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr was just Captain Swan, everything. That was the game changer.
You're on board.
Yep. That dance, the dance scene. That's what did it.
Oh, the dance scene. So
good. I was like, this is so Disney.
It's so Disney, it hurts. It's
this
so
is
beautiful.
My Disney fairy tale.
It was so fanfiction-y. It was like Adam and Eddie just like read a whole bunch of Captain Swan fanfiction. It was like, all right, what are these people like? And let's just put it all in an episode.
Yep.
It's like the only time they ever listened to us.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. It was like their last confused. Good episode.
Just pictures of Adam this weekend with his glasses on his head. I'm like, bro, I can't handle you when you're not like tilted off of your face. Like, I don't
whenever I am feel mad at Adam and Eddie, I just look at that picture of you, Kim, and I instantly feel better.
Or like that one I sent to you in the group from D23 this weekend when he's just, everyone's looking at the camera and he's just like, to the right, you're like, what the fuck are you doing, Adam? Like,
Adam is a very special man.
Special snowflake.
He is. Just every time we get together, our next big, like, group get together, I swear to God, I'm just going to be there with my glasses askew and just looking every picture. I'm not
going to. You need to do that.
Side every single time.
Yes.
Like, it's just, where were we on the list?
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what were we even talking about?
Next I have on the list is the day that the date episode aired.
Yes.
Because it was a double whammy. It was the date, but it was also the debut of the modern wardrobe.
Yes.
But do you remember, there were pictures like beforehand, so we knew about the new outfit and stuff, and correct. The two yes. hands. That was quite good.
I but liked that's it. If you kept up on spoilers.
Yes.
Yeah, I only remember seeing her dress and the ponytail in the behind the scene, or like the spoiler pictures. Like, I don't remember seeing his two hands and... No,
are you sure you saw her dress? Because they were like real adamant about no one seeing the dress.
See,
I was still behind though, so I think once the episode did air, I think that's what I remember. Because
you know
seeing.
How sometimes they release more promo photos after it aired. I can't remember if the ones of her dress came out before or after.
They came out before because I remember because mm-hmm. a certain part of the fandom was like. Emma's in a dress, so she's not cool anymore. That's what they sound like.
And then
but,
those
like,
of us
anyway.
Normal people were like, she looks beautiful.
She looks
yeah.
great.
Wow. Like, it's so nice being a normal person.
No. And to see her have Emma actually being happy. Isn't that nice?
And it's also it's not like we hadn't seen her wear a dress before on the show. But
yeah.
anyway... Anyway,
but the gifts that came out of that kiss, though.
Oh.
I mean, I had to have reblogged every single one, like every edit.
I still do.
Yeah.
My favorite post on Tumblr is it's like the post of Killian asking her out again, and then them kissing, and it's just a whole bunch of like tag responses where it's like I don't even watch the show,
mm-hmm.
but
yes.
it's so hard.
That is my favorite
like
post.
It was like someone was like, I started watching the show because of this post, and like no one told me he wasn't in season one, so I was getting real angry that he wasn't.
Where's my eye candy?
He's like, excuse me, where is this hot man in leather? Because he's not in season one. It feels like season one and the rest of the show are just such different shows.
It does, like, not having Killian on, it's like, him coming on just changed the whole dynamic
it
of
did.
The show.
It did,
mm-hmm.
All right, next I have on the list is the sneak peek from season 6-1, the couch scene.
The
couch scene.
AKA the best part of that entire episode.
Again, where did that come from? We were just like... Wow. And then, like, we did it slyly as well. Like, we posted something, I think, on Twitter and Facebook. Like, just a little clip of it. It's like, wait, what? What? That's a new clip. What? What?
Yep. Yeah, because first there was a promo for the season, and it had, like, a split-second mm-hmm. scene of it. And we were like, wait, they're horizontal. What? When did that happen?
That's new.
Is that a new clip? And then shortly after, the whole scene was released.
Yeah.
And we all died. Just died.
But then, again, they were clock-locked. Forever clock-locked.
Forever. So, next on the list, I have a suggestion from Melissa on Twitter, which I'm sure everyone else would agree with, which is pancakes.
Yes.
Mm, oh, yes. My God.
What even else happened that episode?
And I appreciate the fact that no one knew it was coming.
No. We were all blindsided by that.
No sneak peek, no, like, sneak photos or anything. It was 100% surprise, and I think that's what made it so great. Mm-hmm. Aside from what it actually was, but...
Yeah. Just Emma in a robe, Killian with his vest unbuttoned, which is essentially him being shirtless. That's, like, as close as we're gonna get.
Yeah, well, it is really, isn't it? Bless him. But...
Damn you, ABC Family Hour!
But it's like, obviously, he'd broken his foot when they were filming that, so at the end of the scene, like, you could see him, like, limping away, but it kind of worked for the scene, because, like, oh, having a brisk shower, it actually worked.
He's doing the boner walk.
Oh, but that scene kind of makes me sad now. Because it was
Sorry,
the last
laughing at the
scene
boner walk.
There is such thing as a boner walk. You ever see a guy just kind of weirdly waddling around?
Yeah.
Or it's just Colin, because he just tends to walk that way in general, because there's something always wrong with his foot or leg.
Oh, yeah, he said he's still broken, isn't he? His foot's still broken.
Didn't he break, was it when he was skiing in season 2?
Yeah, he broke his leg in, I think, like, 2 or 3 places or something.
Yeah. So he had to, like, rewrite a few scenes when, like, or he got beat up in the scenes or something to make us, so, like, oh, he's injured and stuff.
But he got hit in a car. I think in the last thing that he filmed before he broke his leg was he got hit by that car. So they were like, oh, let's just really milk this.
Drag this out.
And then he was gone for a few episodes. And then when he came back, he was just tied to a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially.
Yep.
Yeah, that wasn't the best.
I always still wonder what season 2 would have been like had Colin not broken his leg.
Oh, me too.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to release the scripts, or at least just tell us on Twitter what it would have been like.
Tell us the original plan. Tell us the original plan if they had gotten the rights to Peter Pan in season 1.
Ooh, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
So that people can write fan fiction.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what Killian's first persona would be.
Next on the list, another... recommendation from Melissa on Twitter. And this is a very broad thing because so many different things came out around the same time, but everything and anything surrounding the wedding, from the promo photo to Leanne Aguilera's selfie or with them to the interviews that came out beforehand. There is so much.
Jen's 101
yes.
Days of Happiness post, where she posted like a billion pictures of it.
This was, like, the time to be alive.
Yeah. But I was spoiler-free that week. I was, like, I basically deleted my Twitter for, like, a week.
I tried so hard.
Oh, yeah. I saw the dress, which I was happy. I was, like, okay, I'm happy I've seen it. But beyond that, I actually avoided everything. I was really proud of myself. It wasn't me.
I was also very unspoiled.
My favorite thing from that week was seeing all these people make posts on Tumblr and Twitter like, bye guys, I'm going to be spoiler free for the week. Like, you guys won't see me until Sunday. Then it's like, they'll come back on Monday and, like, make a post. They'll come back on Tuesday and make, like, a couple posts. By, like, Thursday, they were just like, fuck it. Like, I bitches, I'm here. I'm back. I'm weak.
Yep, that was great.
That was the best thing.
All right, moving on to one of my favorites is filming spoiler pics from set goers.
Oh, God bless all of them. If you're a filming spoiler person who takes all these glorious pictures, bless you, bless your cow. You're an amazing person.
I'm just going to say I'm really pissed at the fact that, Jared did not get hit by a fucking car when we were on set. I'm really pissed off about this. From the one time we were on set. Bullshit. Straight bullshit. He needed to get
Kim,
hit by a fucking
you
should
have gotten on Twitter and been like, yo, this is what happens. Jared gets hit by a car. See what happened. I saw it happen.
And then they changed it, those assholes.
Because I spoiled it, so that's a refilm it.
Hashtag sad life.
They had to refilm it where his grandmother, great-grandmother, pushed him down the stairs. It's fucking bullshit. He got hit by a car. Rumple hit him. Wasn't paying attention. He was
packing. You, like, tagged Jared in it. Jared, isn't this true? You got hit by a car so hard. That you, not your stunt double. You got hit by that car.
You got hit by that car. We all know you got hit by that car, son. Don't even lie about it. I was on set when it happened.
Henry, that's what you get walking in the street all the time.
Yeah, and where was the scene? Where was the scene of Archie scolding you about walking down the middle of the street?
No, it was there. It was there. It wasn't scolding. It was when he was like, Henry, what's going on?
Yes, when he was actually telling him he shouldn't have been walking down the middle
walking
of the
down
street.
The street. Seriously, in that stupid pea coat and that stupid scarf, like, what the fuck? I saw you. That was like a red beacon flag. It was like the car was like a moth drawn to the flame when it hit you while you were walking in the center of the fucking street.
The car was just real angry that, like, Jared, who is, like, about to shave and, like, get married and have children, is still playing a 14-year-old.
Watch your age, the hands of time beat this, kid.
Tell you about old enough to die.
14 my ass. This will be 14 years added right onto your ass. Today in Hand Cannon Theater, we talk about
what
how she really wanted Jared to get hit by that car. And not Jared, the character. Because we love Henry. Jared. Henry.
We we should clarify. We actually love Jared and Henry, but this is just too funny. This is too funny.
It really is what it looked like. Watching
all
it being filmed, this is really what it looked like.
All the
maybe we should try to get Jared Gilmore on the show. I bet he's salty, too.
Oh, we should totally do it. He's such a... I've met him. He's so lovely.
He strikes me as a podcaster. Yeah, he would totally. Yeah.
Should we ask him? Let's ask him.
I follow his dad on Instagram.
What does his dad post on Instagram?
His dad's handle is like Cool Dad 97 or something.
That is
Cool Dad.
What is it? It's like Cool Dad. Oh no, it's underscore cool underscore dad underscore. It's great. His name's what is his name? Is it Vinny? Ginny Vilmore. Or Vinny Gilmore.
Oh my gosh.
We'll link it. Everyone go follow him. Yeah. He has almost 2,000
followers. We sent you.
Tell him that we sent you. We want his son to be on our podcast so we can talk about how he really wanted the character.
All he posts about is just nature shots and, like, beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get along fine. He's in the right place.
That's been great.
Totally.
Said the B word. That's great.
So, Jared's dad, come be on our podcast. Bring Jared if you want.
Yeah.
Guys, what were we even talking about before we got in this
situation? I was trying to move on to filming spoiler photos.
Yeah, oh yeah, and then...
Oh, then we got onto Jared being hit by a car.
So, my favorite filming day was when we started filming the first episode of season 4. And, like, did, like, promo for season 4. So, it was all out, you know, in season. And everyone was out there. It was all good. And so with Jen and Colin, you know, not much happened filming-wise, but it was just the pictures and the content. I mean, we found out that Cook's outfit, we had, like, suspenders and stuff and all that, which I lost. I was like, oh, my God. And I just remember, like, being online, like, I meant to, like, go out and meet some friends, but, like, I can't. I have to just, this is, like, the best thing. Amazing.
It was the best day ever.
Like, but yeah, I watched the finale, and then like a month later, you know, they start filming, and so we're on a high knowing that Captain Swan is finally canon, and then it's like, oh, what's their first scene going to be together?
What are they going to do? Are they going to bang?
It's mostly just them getting real close. Like,
yeah, real close, and when we're still like, oh my god, we're going to kiss. Like, No, Leroy, fucking Leroy.
Fucking Leroy.
It's
also like, thank God. It's like, I feel so bad for Colin because apparently it was super hot that day,
oh,
like
yeah.
95 or something. And that outfit has to be super hot because it's all black leather, and it's heavy.
Yeah. And then they'd like the umbrellas to keep the sun out of them and stuff.
So they don't
like,
get
I mean, like, Jen was carrying it because obviously he had his hook. It's like, oh,
and Georgina was on set that day, so we like
got
this glimpse of like Elsa's full outfit.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
I remember also like she was there, but not in her full costume. I think she just had like her
initially.
Yeah, braid. She just had her hair and like her braid, and she had on like a really cute like little maxi dress. And everyone was like, "Oh my god, does she have like a cursed persona? Like, what is this?"
Yeah,
I remember it was just Georgina was in costume.
Yeah, later on she like changed, but that's what day was like. It was just a full on day, just full of content and stuff happening. Like by the like every 10 minutes something would happen, and we'd get new gossip and new pictures. It's like, this is the best day.
Yeah,
that was such a great day.
I'll never forget that day. It was great. I kind of like felt like I was like part of something brilliant as well, just talking to everyone online on Twitter and Tumblr. It was just fantastic.
Yeah, that was my first day of like following filming, spoilers. So it was that was just such an amazing day. Yeah,
yeah,
that was great. So one of my favorites was season 5, episode 4, when they were doing the Middle Mist and they were filming on the horse.
Yes, that video.
I lost my shit that day because like that was my number one headcanon, was to have them on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, all my dreams are coming true in Camelot.
Oh, and then seeing like Colin in that like loose, like just in his black top, just riding a horse on his own. It was like, you showing off now, Colin. Stop it. Stop it, Colin.
Like,
those were like from like a calendar of like if you were to have
hot
a calendar.
Men on horses.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've actually like, I use that as a wallpaper sometimes, like to cheer me up. It's like,
it's also like, we had gone so long without any Captain Swan spoilers like that. And so it had to have been like coming on a month or two after we had gotten any spoilers for specifically Captain Swan. And then we got those and it was just a blessing.
Perfect.
A blessing. My favorite filming day, or I have to say filming night, was the night that everyone kind of figured out that it was probably the day that that Colin was going to be filming in his new Killian modern clothes.
Yeah.
And so I just remember everyone was on Tumblr furiously refreshing. Waiting for these pictures. And then the first one came out and it's grainy and it's dark and you can like basically kind of just see his head and shoulders. Still, we all freaked out. Yeah. Like,
it's happening! It's happening!
And then all the infamous Colin butt photo appeared, and it was glorious.
Kim knows. It's Kim's favorite.
If you don't know the infamous Colin butt photo, it's this photo where Colin, or I should say Killian, is leaning over Rumple's car. And Colin, I don't know if it's intentional or not, but he's like doing a booty pop. And it's great.
He knows.
Where's Ray with the booty song? We need Ray with the booty song.
In the booty. Show me the booty. Ray just comes in. This is how
we
summon her.
Inspiring. It's an inspiring day.
How to summon a Rachel. Make a pentagram. Put a booty, a puppy, some hash brown with cheese and gravy smothered over them, and start playing the booty song. That is how you summon a Rachel.
Give me the booty. Show me the booty. Look at that booty.
Discount booty. Double wide booty.
Oh my gosh, another good night was when they did my favorite scene, which was the I don't want to lose you too kiss. And like, they were trying so hard to block it with all the umbrellas, but like, everyone still got these photos of it.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
That was great. Also,
and like, they were really going for it in that one. Like, they did so many takes.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
So good. Also, oh my god, the hug photos from season 4 after like Regina and Emma's weird road trip.
Oh yes, those hurt my heart.
When like Emma literally ran and hugged Henry and Killian, I died.
That's my...
Yeah, because we've got it from, like, every single angle, haven't we? Like, it's so good.
Those are some high-quality photos, too.
Yes, but yeah. Every single angle. It's great.
Every single angle. Also, do I even need to say it? The lift kiss.
Not only you, but Rose, Melissa, and Amber on Twitter also all said the lift kiss. It's unanimous.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah, it was a good day.
That was a very just good day.
And then again, more speculation came out from it.
That was the thing. We didn't know what the scene was about, and everyone kept saying, oh my god, is this a proposal?
Yeah. But we got it in the end, so it's all happy.
We got it in the end. We got there.
We got two. It buggered up in the end.
We got two.
We got it buggered up in the end. Don't even talk to me about that shit. I'm still P.O.T.O. about that. I'm still salty.
Yeah, it's fine.
It has, despite the problems with it, it has its own kind of charm that I'm okay with.
I'm okay with it now. I think we all just built it up in our heads so much that we were like, it has to be the proposal. And then when it wasn't, we all were real let down.
It reminds me of when we were like in New York and Emma got memories back and her and Killian hugged after she got memories back. And we're like, oh, they're hugging. Oh, my God, they're hugging. Oh, my God, oh, my God. It never happened.
Yeah. But, you know, this is... what happens sometimes?
That just shows that, you know, it kind of tells, like, there is definitely something there. You can keep denying it, guys, but, you know, we know it's going to happen soon. Because even the actors think that it's going to happen.
I think maybe they felt it was a little too soon for them to hug like that.
I agree with that. I think looking back on everything, it might have seemed a little forced.
Especially with the followed.
On Emma's part.
On Emma's arc, she was so focused on leaving Storybrooke. That's giving her reasons to stay in Storybrooke. So
yeah,
I do understand that.
For Emma, I think Emma is much more comfortable kissing and having sex with Huck. A hug is way too intimate at that point.
Yeah.
So, I can see why they cut it. I'm disappointed. I'm not going to lie. I would have loved to have seen a hug, but, you know, we got there in the end.
It was still a great episode.
I loved it, yeah.
You know, there was a lot of progress in it, so, yeah. And we have the photo that will forever live in infamy. So.
I also liked someone did, like, a little thing, and you're like, humans of New York. Did, like, a little post of, like, of them two there, like, together. Like, humans in New York, a post for him saying, like, Killian was, like, being all confused, then, like, Emma's like, oh, he's just working at a toy store downtown and stuff. I need to find it. I'll try and find it for you guys, but I loved that.
Yeah. All right, moving on to one of my favorite topics, because they're always just the best days of the year that everyone looks forward to. San Diego Comic-Con.
Yes.
Even though we're not there right now.
Well, I don't want to talk about this year's Comic-Con.
I don't even know what really
happened. All that needs to be said about this year's Comic-Con is that Colin looks good.
Yep. I accept.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so Comic-Con.
Comic-Con 2014 was
great. Is that
great.
The one where Jen had the purple dress or the red dress?
So, the year before, 2013, when she had the purple one on, like, that was cool because we got the Geeks and Posers game.
Yes, oh my god, Colin was such a little nerd.
Like, that's still my favorite interview ever. But, like, that was not, that was so early on in fandom, so I don't know how much, like, I wasn't in the fandom then, so I don't know if people were freaking out
about that. There wasn't a whole bunch, because, like, they didn't do roundtables together. Yeah. They pretty much only had, like, the panel and then that Geeks and Posers thing. Yeah. Although, they did unintentionally deceit bound as Flynn and Rapunzel, which just makes me real happy.
unintentional, though?
It was, like, there was photos.
Oh my god. You blew my mind with that. I did not notice that.
Yeah. Because, they're saying, like, you know, that's what they base, like, a lot of Colin's character on. Or Killian, whether,
She was wearing her purple dress and he's wearing the vest, and oh my god, I'm having feels.
And she has braids.
I'm having so many feels.
Okay, but anyway, red dress con. I only remember these cons just based on what Jen's wearing.
Oh my god, me too.
Go back though, because like also like it was those like pictures where they were like so like Jen was like awkwardly in the middle, and then like she was like holding like both
their little
triangle. Oh yeah, she was holding both of their hands.
Like,
yeah, and
awkward,
it was real
like, awkward. Like, okay, we're playing that kind of thing. Okay, cool.
My shifts are on this couch.
Regina Lana pointedly not on this couch.
Who?
Lana was pointedly not on that couch when Jen was like, all my ships are on this couch.
Yeah, I said who?
Ha. Eh.
Got ya. Yes.
What year was the year with the treat yourself panel? Was that 2015?
It was 2015. We'll get there.
We'll get there. Right. Calm yourself.
In 2014, which, yes, as we distinguish all Comic Cons by what Jen was wearing. So 2014 was Red Dress Comic Con.
Yep.
That was the first year we got the little head on
full
shoulder
head tilt
during the panel thing.
And I was in Barcelona, and I made me and my friends to go. We made ourselves like go back to the hotel to get Wi-Fi, so I could like get all the Comic Con like. So I, like, oh, I'm gonna have to go back to the hotel now. Sorry, it's Comic Con time. It was so good.
They also did that really funny interview with, like, I know Josh was there and Lana was there, and it was like, so what's going on with Captain Swan, guys? And they're like, well, it's complicated. And
that was the
Lana and Josh are like, yeah, guys, what's going on?
Like the round tables. It's kind of complicated.
The round tables were great because they like couldn't talk about anything. Like, that's the problem with these round tables is they're not allowed to talk about any spoilers. So it's all like, oh, I don't know. You'll just have to watch.
They're doing things.
Yeah.
I feel like Adam and Eddie need to give them more talking points when they come into Comic-Con, because that's been a consistent issue.
Yeah,
is that they have
really
nothing to talk about.
Was it two truths and a lie? Was it this one that did that? So there was an interviewer like, oh, you gotta tell me like two truths and a lie. And I was like, Colin Light was like, oh, Hook gets his hand back. Hook gets a wooden leg, and Hook and Emma kiss. It was like.
So it's two truths and a lie.
Yeah,
okay.
Lie.
I don't remember this interview.
Oh, I'll find it for you.
It's a good one. Was this also the Comic-Con where Colin just photobombed Adam and Eddie during, like, an interview? Like, you just are watching this interview with Adam and Eddie.
You see
Colin just kind of start to, like... He just slowly leans in and smiles and does, like, that goofy smile that he does and leans back out.
Wasn't this also the year where he was like, yeah, you can call me boyfriend or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, this was that one, because
they
had just kissed, and so Colin was like, yeah, you can call me the boyfriend, it's fine. You can call Killian Emma's boyfriend.
So, I got it mixed up. It's actually two lies and the truth. And the Hook gets his hand back is what Adam and Eddie said. But I've got the link here now. But yeah. Colin was the one who said Emma and Hook kiss.
I do remember this.
I really liked that because it was different. I find, like, as you all know, going to like different cons, a lot of the same questions get asked. So this is quite refreshing.
Mm-hmm. So many of the same questions. But yeah, this was such a good Comic Con. Because this was like riding that fandom high of Captain Swan finally being canon. And Frozen was coming, so they got a lot of Frozen questions.
So Comic Con 2015 is my personal favorite.
Is that black and white dress?
Black and white dress, where she has the beautiful curls. It's disgusting. I can't even look at her.
That was like, I think that was Jen's like best look. That was her best Comic Con look.
Yeah, I agree with that. That was one of her, I think, my favorite look of all time for her.
Mm-hmm. I love Jen in those old Hollywood type looks.
Classic, and she pulls it off perfectly.
But this was the year that they, Colin and Josh did the Nerd HQ mystery panel.
Yes!
Which was just essentially just a Captain Charming Salon panel with some other people.
Yep. I'm sorry, but Zachary Levi, right?
I contain myself.
Oh, it was great. I love. You know what? I'm gonna watch that today, and it'll make me feel better about life.
I know. I might watch it later.
I ship it.
It was so good. I love when they got the question about, would you rather fight like 10, what was it, 10 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? And like Yvette, Nicole Brown, Retta, and that other guy were like, oh, we'll fight things. And then Colin, Jen, and Josh were just like, we'll just like wait and see how that plays out. And Josh was like, we already got a lot of crazy shit on Once Upon a Time. Like, we don't need anymore.
We don't need more, please. No more.
Buy the purse.
The iconic treat yourself.
Buy the purse, Jen. Jen looked so, like, sad that she didn't know what treat yourself
What is treat yourself?
I just loved Josh's reaction. Was just like...
Oh, and also, was it the same year? Obviously, Retta, who plays Donna on Parks and Rec, she was in the panel with Colin that year, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was in the
Yeah, and she was
panel.
Like, oh, I'm next to this guy, not so
bad. It's not
I
bad.
Was like, yes!
And Colin kind of looks out like...
blushing.
His little cheeks are getting all pink.
What was so great about the Nerd HQ panel was it was like, after, you know, like as we said before, after having them being asked the same questions over and over, this was a chill, sit down, almost like a conversation, you know, when you actually like got to know more about them personally, and it was just so chill, and like, oh my gosh, it was so needed.
I love
just question after question of the same stuff.
I love Colin's little story about being a wedding band, but also a punk band. And Retta was just like not having it. She's like, you were a wedding band called The Enemies. Explain.
And like his like obsession with he owns like how many guitars, and like isn't that what Jen was talking
Jen
about
outed him.
She was like, oh, guitars.
And Colin's and then, like, I treated myself when I was poor, which is not a smart idea.
Can relate. 10 out of 10, can relate.
Yeah, like, can relate. That was his most relatable moment.
Yeah.
And then we found out Jen loves Outlander, which is one of my favorite shows. So I was like,
and Colin's like, Jen, you love Outlander. Don't lie.
They were outing each other on everything.
I love you even more, Jen.
They were so great. And Josh is just such a ham. He's like, I just do it for the applause. Like,
oh, he is just, I need to meet him one day. It's like one of my life goals.
Whew. He's just so handsome.
So beautiful.
Oh,
we also
Kim.
Got that great Leanne interview. Because this was right between season 4 and 5.
Oh,
when
yeah.
Emma was just announced as the Dark One, and that great interview where Jen says something like, I'm going to suck him into the darkness with me. Little did we know that that was a massive spoiler alert.
Yeah, and then the whole cast was like, whoa, Jen, this is ABC,
now
not
HBO.
HBO.
Now on IMAX.
And then I guess, Colin, Jen, I think Lana and Emily were sitting on a couch, and then the rest of the cast is standing behind them. And I think Josh is talking, and Colin's just, like, kind of looking up, like, straight up like that.
And then, like, Josh had his hands on, like, Colin's shoulders and stuff, and it's like, the bromance is real.
Captain Charming
is real. Yeah, well,
he's like, I have no other way to look at you.
I just want to look at you.
Can relate.
I also would like to look at it.
Yep, can relate. Yep.
Can relate.
I mean, I think 2015 is the convention where we, could all relate to Colin. That was the thing.
Colin's just such a little nerd.
And part 2 of Head on the Shoulder during the panel. Tradition continued.
Wasn't it also, that was the panel that a fan was like, Colin, you have to speak in an accent, like, not your Irish accent. So Jen, you say something in Irish, and Jen was like, oh, no.
And then he, like, whispered, like, what to say in Irish.
And she's like, what, is that English? He's like, no.
Clearly not.
But Colin was such a dork when someone asked that question. He, like, had his hands under the table, and he starts clapping them like an overexcited seal.
Colin is the most adorable seal that ever sealed.
He's so cute. I just want to punch his little cheeks.
Wasn't that also the year where they were switching the name tags?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're all George Morrison.
I think the camera guy got confused because, like, Jennifer and Ginny, like, their Ginny's full name is obviously also Jennifer.
Yeah.
But it's spelled differently. So the cameraman, when someone said, oh, Jennifer, and he focused on Jen, but really it's Ginny talking. So he had to really quickly focus on Ginny. And I guess either Josh or Jen saw that and they were like, let's just, like, switch all of our name tags. Find us now.
Find us now, cameraman, who has no idea who we are or what show we're on.
The poor cameraman. Because aren't the once panels also in Hall H, which is where all, like, yeah, the big panels big are? Like, one. He's probably exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's the jump of a lifetime, really, wasn't it? Because, I mean, like, imagine filming that and seeing all these great panels with, like, these massive shows. And
yeah.
I would paid love
for it.
I know, I absolutely.
Like you
love
get
that.
You get the best view of like all like the Game of Thrones panel.
Dude, I would
kill
for that job because I actually have training and stuff like that.
Oh,
and that is goals.
Yeah, goals. I would amazing.
Also, was this the con that Lana had like that really like real sexy? It's like that light blue and dark blue dress that had all the cutouts.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I loved her hair. Her
hair looks great as well.
She
looked her hair
beautiful.
Was really good.
That was a good look for her.
I loved Emily's outfit.
Everyone
Emily
was like,
well.
Looked on point. Like, on the point, cast photo was just gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, because Ginny had, like, a new, new
like,
color shirt.
Purple hair.
Yeah.
Which I love. I love that.
I know. So good.
Kim knows.
I miss my purple
Kim
hair.
Also rocked the purple hair.
You rocked that, totally.
I should do it again, but it's just so much bleach and so much.
Yeah, it's a lot better, isn't it? Yeah.
Ugh.
But yeah, and then.
So the round tables were awesome that
year.
Yeah,
round tables were good.
Colin got asked like a million times what Hook was going to think about Emma's outfits, and he's like, can you please ask me something else?
Although I love Jen, she flung, like, full-on research about, like, the Dark Swan and stuff, and she's, like, full-on, mm-hmm. she went to, like, New York Library, and, like, you know, she went to the restricted section, and all these special books about it and stuff. And that's what I love about her, she goes the extra mile to prepare for roles and stuff, and
mm-hmm.
I think it could have gone further. I think rather than a half, I think it would have been worked better as a full season, personally.
Yeah, I think so too.
Two hot dark ones, yes please. Mm.
So
but
2016 Comic-Con from last year.
Yes.
With her pretty floral dress,
which our lovely Sarah rocks.
Yes.
Flip it on.
Y'all, that dress. I want to wear that dress again so bad. It's my favorite.
I want to... Can you, like, wear it when we meet? So I can, like... Oh my
I'll
God,
bring it to Jersey. I could wear it Friday, maybe. I don't really have any cosplays planned for Friday, so... I guess, wear it with Gil. Be like, Gil, yo, there were these photos last year at Entertainment Weekly that were never released. You play Colin.
Oh my God, you should totally do that. Yes. And that's when I'll first meet you as well. So I'll be like,
I want to wear it again so bad. It's just so comfortable and I feel like a princess.
It's pretty, yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, and
it's real cute.
And just that it was a good year last year. It was a good year.
The photo shoots alone, I think, were one of the best things because, like, we had been complaining for so long how there were no, like, Captain Swan. Like, well, first of all, they haven't done promo photos for the show in forever.
Since season three.
And we really wanted Captain Swan promo photos. And so this was, like, our backhanded way of getting them, even though they weren't in costume. It was like, okay, finally, here's
At least we have something.
Something. Some formal photo shoot.
But
I love this panel because they took the head on the shoulder to the next level.
Oh my god. Yes. Forehead kiss. Oh my god.
So great. I love that. This was the year, I think, this was the year that Colin and Jen didn't do roundtables together, because she mysteriously disappeared.
No, she did the Nerd HQ panel, so she did a roundtable panel thing.
Yeah, I think, isn't that in, like, a different building than the rest of the panel? So, yeah, like, so maybe she got held up.
People, like, were, like, giving a hate for it, but if you look at the actual, like, map of the Comic-Con, it's the biggest Comic Con in the world. So if you look at the map of it, stuff like on the different sides of like the building and like different buildings, and it should take like half an hour to get to one part, and it's not practical.
We sacrificed a little bit of Captain Spawn, but we got so much Captain Charming.
Oh yeah.
You can't even be mad. Like them singing A Whole New World. Come on.
Oh, it was so great. This isn't a huge fault, but I feel like sometimes people underestimate Colin and his ability to answer questions without Jen there. Which, obviously, like, Colin is more shy than Jen is, and Jen is so eloquent. But I think giving Colin just the chance to, like, answer questions on his own was really nice, because we got to kind of hear more of his perspective on things.
Mm-hmm. Some other cons that were very memorable, at least in my opinion, was New York Comic Con last year when they screened The Other Shoe.
Huge ratings boost.
Yes, that was the thing, is that ratings went so far up and the internet was, like, on fire all weekend.
That was, like, the season one vibes all over. The season one vibes all over again.
Wait, we forgot to talk about something from Comic-Con. What was it? Black and White Dress Comic-Con.
Okay.
It was when Colin jumped in and interviewed Jen. And she got so excited to see him.
Wait, was that Comic-Con? Was she wearing the Black and White
dress? It was.
It was at night.
It was.
I was envisioning another dress in that.
No,
I think it was
because
it was later at night he had changed.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, oh, hey, so good to see you. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was
And Colin was, like, getting his tongue out, like, uh-huh, yeah. I
was like, oh, my gosh. And a million movie star and interviewer AUs were made. So many AU fix.
So many, like, something or something, yeah.
But anyway, onto The Other Shoe.
So yeah, that was great, not only just being there and watching this episode with, like, hundreds upon hundreds of Captain Swan fans, but then, like, watching everyone online freak out about it afterwards as word started to spread. Like, that was just such a great, positive, uplifting weekend.
I think, you know, and just being part of it, when, like, everyone was saying, like, oh, it's got that season one vibe, and I'm like, that's what we're striving for. I mean, having watched episode with that expectation, having that expectation actually met, I was like, I loved that episode. It was absolutely fantastic.
Still one of my faves.
It is.
Another con that Julie on Twitter said that she absolutely loved was Fairy Tales from 2015 in Paris, when Colin and Jen were both there, and they did a panel with Megan.
Yes, and Megan was, like, Captain Swan shipper number 300.
Yeah. She went out the third wheel, yeah.
But Colin played the guitar, and they both were dancing around the stage. That was great.
Super cute.
That was a great con. I wish more had come out from that.
Yeah. I mean, you got enough to satiate the taste. And
yeah.
Satiate our hunger for a little bit.
I would be completely ridiculous if we did not talk about Vancouver from this past year and all the amazing Captain Swan that came from that convention. The panels were, despite, you know, Colin being in excruciating pain, we still got a lot of great stuff from those.
Yeah, and, you know, we actually, like, learned quite a bit as well. Like, sometimes at cons, like, people ask the worst questions, but I think we got quite a bit of insight.
Yeah, I love getting to hear about, like, Jen's involvement in the wardrobe, her, like, Emma's wardrobe process. Like, that wardrobe was so show. Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And hearing Jen sing from your question as well, that was pretty cool.
That was really great.
Yeah. That was amazing.
How are you still alive? I don't know, but, you know, there you go.
I don't know. I think about that all the time, like, when I'm feeling sad, and it makes me happy.
Or the time Gabby and I almost missed our photo op with Jen.
For Starbucks. For Starbucks as well.
For tea. I feel like you should appreciate this. I was going for tea, Lindsay. You should appreciate this.
I do. But I won't be drinking tea at conventions. I'll be having
a cup. I'm pretty sure Gabby almost told me.
She probably did, to be fair.
Pretty sure she plotted my murder.
I would be the same, though. I mean, it's Jen. It's Jen.
But she came back. But she came back, and she was ever so sweet. Come on. Come on, it made for a memorable experience.
Yeah, there you go.
You
I'm
got
sure
through
Gabby's
it,
forgiven
yeah.
me by now. A hopeful. I hope Gabby's forgiven me by now.
I'm sure she has.
Yeah, she's a hateful person.
But on Twitter, Kelsey mentioned the Vancouver convention as one of her favorite moments because she just loved being there and getting to make new friends at the con, which is also a good point in that this was like one of the first conventions that a lot of the fans had access to where they could actually see Colin and Jen together. You know, and one of the first, one of the, was it the first place where you could actually get a Captain Swan duo photo together?
Yes.
So it was just, like, great to just spend the whole weekend just immersed with other Captain Swan fans and everyone getting to do this, have this opportunity together. So, like, that was just a really cool experience.
Even though Colin was making resting bitch face the entire weekend.
Oh, was it?
It's okay. We've been, you know.
Like, every single one of my pictures with Colin, resting bitch face. Resting
he was
face.
In so much
and
pain.
And then you
let him live.
Like there, going like, ah, and like doing like saucy photos of them. It's like, oh, my
Jen.
Paris, but...
Jen was on her A game and, like,
yeah, she was.
Couldn't have made the weekend any better.
Oh, she's lovely. I'm so excited to meet her. I'm so excited.
You haven't met her, right?
I still haven't.
At all.
No, I haven't. I'm so excited. I mean,
oh,
I'm,
my gosh.
Like...
I'm like, I cannot wait to see your face after it happens.
I know. I'm just like, I don't even know how to think right now. Like, just...
And I made it on, and I made it on Jen's Instagram.
You did? I saw that. I saw that. I was like, yay!
Totally made it on Jen's Instagram. Nailed it.
Justine, you
Thank
totally
you,
should take a selfie of yourself before you're about to, since none of us can go to Burbank, you need to take, like, a little snap or selfie of yourself, like, right before you're about to go in there, so that we can, like, see your before and after reactions.
I definitely will. But anyway, if you are listening and you want to come and hang out at Burbank Con with me, I will be there on Saturday. So come and find me. I don't know what I'll be wearing yet, but I'll post it on our Twitter.
Come find me. I am in a this colored shirt and this colored bottom.
I'll most likely be wearing jeans.
I will have a name tag on that says, "Hi, my name is Justine."
Please. I might just get one of our podcast shirts.
Yeah, that's what I wore at Blackpool on the Friday, and people actually came up to me to say, like, you know, "Oh my God, you do want to find Captain Swan?" I'm like, "Hey, yeah, I do, yeah." Hey, I'm the drunk one, yeah.
Okay, the last thing I have on the list is from Rachel, who's not here because she's drunk or hungover. I don't know.
Are we sure Lindsay's the drunk one?
I know you have some competition. But she had an interview from season 3. I think it was like their first interview, like actually just the two of them, right?
Yeah, I think so. I can remember what one she's talking about, so I can visualize
like,
what they're wearing.
Colin's in his actual hook pirate outfit, and Jen's in, like, a blazer.
I think she's, yeah.
Yeah. And that was...
That was great.
Oh my god, that was great.
Because she's, I think it's like, didn't she say, like, you don't have to kiss to be intimate?
Yep.
And then Colin's like, you're blushing so hard right now.
It was like, you know, when things are starting to kind of work towards that, and it's like we still just didn't know when it was gonna happen, and this was just like one giant tease.
It was like, do we both blushing? It's like, and then like Colin did like the whole like ear scratch thing, and she's like, oh, you're blushing. It's like, they're both blushing. It's like, you're both so cute. Just please, just deliver the goods to me, guys. It was good. And just like, a lot of that kind of cute thing going on. Just, I mean, Leanne's interviews were absolutely brilliant throughout the seasons and stuff.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
So good. I remember the 100th episode anniversary party thing. That was pretty good.
That was fun.
I remember, like, sitting in my room, just, like, furiously refreshing everything so I could see what everyone was wearing. Colin busting out that blue plaid suit.
He rocked it.
It was very polarizing in that moment, because some people were like, the fuck is he wearing?
It's like, well, he's Irish, it's different, you know, he's like, he's
proper. Mainly, if Kim could pop a boner, she would have popped a boner. Like,
I feel like all the men on that show, like, they coordinated outfits, because they were all wearing blue.
And I just loved when Lan and Sean were, like, being interviewed, and then there was, like, so the film's a really romantic scene, and then Colin walked in, and Colin was like, yes, I did!
Also, Colin was like, Sean, are we friends? And he's like, yeah, I guess. Because, like, that's such a friend thing to do.
Yeah, and then, like, other, like, girls, like, well, like, because on the main, like, carpet thing, like, they couldn't, like, wear heels and stuff, so they were wearing, like, boots and stuff, and, like, there was a picture of, like, Jen and Rose, like, wearing socks.
Yeah, they were wearing, like, socks and Uggs.
I was like, so cute.
They're so cute. Also, like, they were all smashed.
Well, yeah, like, I think it was, like, it was like the Europeans who stayed last. It was like Colin, Bex, and Sean were the last people to leave. And I was like, that's right.
You're doing a contract. Yeah. They were all fucking trash.
Yes.
Also, Helen in like that.
Helen looked lovely, yes.
They make it so worth it to be bisexual because they are both fucking gorgeous. I just saw that picture, and I was like, I am so glad that I'm bisexual.
What about, like, and this is just strictly just an internet moment, but when Captain Swan became one of the most reblogged ships on Tumblr.
On Tumblr, yes! We were, like, the number one canon, like, ship.
Yeah, like, I think it was, like, we were number three overall, but we were the number one canon ship. Because I think, like, number one was probably, like, Destiel or something.
Destiel, but how great
is that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so, clearly, people, like, so quick.
I feel like certain aspects of the Once fandom are so quick to, like, discount us as, like, this tiny fandom that, like, no one cares about. But clearly, we got some numbers.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unless, like, you're one of those people who believes that we have, like, a Captain Swan mafia who, like, pays for everything.
The CS Millionaire.
Fighting with each other.
The CS Millionaire.
I love the CS Millionaire. Like, I mean...
The CS Millionaire is, like, my favorite inside fandom joke.
They paid for the wedding. I mean, seriously.
They paid for the wedding. They paid for CopCon. They paid for, like, Jen's Instagram posts. Like, they pay for everything. Like, God bless the CS Millionaire.
Another thing. So... Jen's like 101 smiles posts, like that. When they always started, it was like, oh, I'm looking forward to the CS filming days. And I remember that time, like 1 year, I can't remember what year it was, but like it was like 95.1.2.3.4,
yep.
And it was like a filming day with like Colin, and like he's holding coffee, the best coffee holder and stuff, and then hook on his jeans and stuff. We had like so much content that day. It was so good. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that was a good day.
That was a good day. Today was a good day.
Gonna be a good day. Uh-huh.
Alright, do we have any other moments that we need to talk about? That's all I've got on my list.
Ooh, there was a day, it was like season 5, I think Leanne dropped like the sneak peek of all sneak peeks. It was them by the wishing well, or like some kind of well. They
Working
were going
to
do
back
something.
To you, babe.
Yes, it was that one. That was a great one. Oh, also, I totally forgot about this, but the E, I think it was either the E alpha male madness or the E like ship pull thing. Mm-hmm. And it was the year that we were all real dedicated to get it to them winning. Cause I think the prize was that E was going to conduct an interview with the winners. And like, we never get interviews of just Colin and Jen talking about Captain Swan.
Yeah.
And so we were real determined to win. And I remember that was such a great time. Like, it was like we would have voting parties like all through the night to just vote. There was like so much just awesome content being made just to keep people motivated to keep voting. And in the end, like, we lost because Steriline used bots, but you didn't hear it from me. But I. Anyway, so we lost. But then, so the day after we lost, Colin released all of these interviews of talking about Captain Swan,
right.
I think it was right before, what was it, Poor Unfortunate Soul aired. Mm-hmm. So he released all of these interviews the day after we lost, and then E could only comment, oh, we contacted these Steriline actors, and none of them are available to comment. That's all they got. And we got, like, a million interviews.
Also, Captain Swan won the Teen Choice Awards last year.
Yes.
For the was it a lip lock? So
yeah,
yes. So they couldn't attend because obviously they were filming. Mm-hmm. And if you don't attend the awards, you don't get a
surfboard.
So some parts of the fandom, amazing, like, race someone together, and they actually sent them custom-made little surfboards, and that's a brilliant example of the fandom coming together to do something great.
Happened. I thought
I really
they were
that.
Given the surfboards from the Teen Choice. Oh my gosh,
no.
You guys just made that story way better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had no idea.
Yeah,
because
our fandom is the best.
It was, yeah. My friend Kerry, who was coming with me in October, she was part of the group that did that, and it's so great, like, because
that's awesome.
So many, like, they just, it's generally like the good idea, like, it was a generally like good intentions, like, and a lot of people like saying, oh, we want the attention. No, they genuinely want to do a good thing.
And also, wow. Shout out to everyone who participates in CSAU week every year. This is such a highlight in the
best week at year.
Super excited for it again to come up.
Do we know when it's coming? If it's coming this year,
I never
know. I kind of just wait for it to start.
I usually just ask like C starved, and like she like usually tells me.
Yeah, because I'm. If you don't know, if you're a Captain Swan fan writer, you can be big, you can be small, you can write whatever you want. But you should join the CS Writers Hub over on Discord, because it's a really great community. We're all fan writers. There's instant beta, so you can post something, like a little passage. You can post the whole link to your work.
It's not just fix either. I'm just doing fix, like, just, like gifts and stuff as well. Mm-hmm. I love, like, the gift sets we do. I'm just like, oh.
Yeah. But yeah, you should check out CS Writers Club or CS Writers Hub on Discord if you ever want to meet other writers, trade ideas, make new friends. It's super fun. And I'm there. So
are you? Okay.
Yes, I am.
I will be there if I can write, but I can't.
Oh, it's fun. We also have, like, gift makers on there, too, because
yeah.
They just like to come and hang
and,
out.
And also, like, I think a lot of them fake writers and, like, gift makers, they team up, and I think that really works well. Like,
mm-hmm.
I do love, like, oh, so for this chapter, this is a gift set for that. I'm like, this is amazing. I love it. Because it just, you get it in your head, like, you actually see, it's like, that was mm-hmm. in my head. I love it.
So, yeah, if AU Week is happening, I have some ideas cooking up in my brain, so be on the lookout for them.
Ooh. All right, let's start to wrap this up. We have time
Are we
for
doing
a
recs?
Couple quick recs. Yes.
I've got recs, yep.
I got recs.
I have a sick. So the story is called Guitars and Scarred Hearts by Stop Hooking at Me Swan on AO3. And it is a Captain Swan Rockstar AU where Killian is in a band and him and Emma have known each other for like a really, really long time. And as he's like out on tour, he'll like send her flowers on, you know, her birthday every year. And then they kind of meet up after years of being apart and things happen and it gets really angsty and it's not complete yet, but it's really good.
Okay, so my recommendation is The Reason by X, Hooked on Killian X on Ark of Our Own. Basically, it is a roommate kind of thing. So David, Mary Margaret, Liam, and Killian and Emma all share like an apartment, like little block thing. And it's just really good. I gosh, I could explain it better, but I'm a bit drunk right now. I'll read out the summary. The three of them share a laugh, but we all look to Emma. She has to comment on the new addition because she isn't sure what to say. She doesn't like change, but there's a good thing going on there. Just the four of them. Plus, they all know him, and she doesn't. But she trusts the judgment. And sure, any of the Williams can't be that, all that bad. So she gives a smile, she says, "Welcome to Storybrooke, Killian Jones." It's very good.
Ooh, sounds good.
I like roommates, they use.
And it's a slow burn as well. I love slow burn. It's like, for sure, like, once upon a time, like, for sure, like, it was a slow burn, and it is.
CS is just made for slow burn.
It is, isn't it? It is, I agree with that. Yeah.
All right, my rec is actually a series by Distant Rose on Archive of Our Own and on Tumblr, and it's called The Little Pirates. And it's just, it's a future series of fics about Captain Swan. They have four kids. All the kids have, like, really distinct, great personalities. Like, they're all so different, and they're just so great. My favorite is Wes. He's such a little shit, but I love him. But it's just, like, you get to see Emma and Killian grow and be parents, and it's all so in character. And it's just wonderful. And if you are ever having a bad day, you should read some of them, because some of them are legitimately just hilarious.
Oh, that's lovely.
I'm down. So down.
Yeah.
Yes. There are also some angsty ones. If you like angst, there are some very angsty ones.
Lindsay does not like angst.
Well, no, if Dad was here, she'd be all over that.
Yeah, well, no.
And Kim's that asshole who doesn't have a wreck.
Thanks, Kim.
Welcome. Sorry.
Sorry. So in the hub, there is another girl who is doing a rewatch podcast where it's her and her friend, and they go way more in depth than we do because we are just drunk during our. You know that is true. Also. But hold on, let me find it, because why
don't
we?
Yeah, give him a shout out.
So this other podcast is called Pod Ever After, and it's two girls, Starlessness and The Reason to Sail Home, on Tumblr, and they do a weekly podcast where they rewatch and discuss Once Upon a Time. They can be found on SoundCloud, and it'll be super awesome. They're both real sweet girls. Awesome. Love them.
Are they Captain
Swan shippers? Go listen to their stuff. Yes, they are.
Oh, awesome. That's okay.
They are very big Captain Swan shippers.
So that about wraps up for this week. We will be back soon to be determined once we come up with another topic. Send us your suggestions.
Headcannons.
What headcannons?
All the
trash. What headcannons do you want to talk about?
Days. We love headcanons.
All right, if y'all want to listen to us talk about random headcanons about Henry getting hit by cars, leave us a comment, and we'll talk about it.
Cut to podcast.
Send us your weirdest headcanons. They don't have to make sense.
Yeah, just give us a thread, and then we'll come up with headcanons based off of what you want us to talk about. Because I can do that.
Okay, you know what we need to do? We need to do a live Google Hangout for that, where people can actively give us
headcanons. That would be great.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, as always, you can catch us on all of our social media, OUACS Podcast, on everything, Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, Gmail, WordPress, I don't know.
All of the places.
Continue to send us your suggestions for future episodes so that we can talk about things that you guys are interested in hearing us talk about and not just random things that we just, I don't know, are pulling out of our asses.
That's what Kim does, yeah. Not much.
I'm good at it.
She is as well. She's very good at it, but, you know, we like you guys, you know, talk to us.
And we will see you soon in the future. Bye!
Bye! Bye.
Now who are you, the proud lord said, that I must bow so low? Only different clothes.
Sorry. It's Game of Thrones,
but this is actually a Captain Swan podcast.
Just be like, surprise, this is now a Game of Thrones podcast, because who cares?
Yeah.
Let's just have Captain Swan be in Westeros, and then they'll die.
Yeah, if they'll die, like, you've been like, it's like, I feel like...
It'll be like Jon and Ygritte, and I'll cry forever.
No, like, Killian's very, like, hot-headed, and I think he's like Robb Stark, and I think, like, good intentions, but
I feel like he'd be more Iron Islands.
Really?
Hmm. Are there not any Game of Thrones Captain Swan AUs yet?
No, I've never read one. Never read one, no. Interesting!
Which house would Emma be in? Not House Lannister. She's not a Lannister.
Targaryen. She's like the outcast, isn't she? They wouldn't, but still, there's always like that threat. Targaryen, I would say.
She's I don't know what any of this means. I don't watch Game of Thrones, nor do I care.
I love it.